366 faculty members were eligible to vote, and more than two-thirds of them said yes to a process that will allow them to negotiate contracts for salary, benefits, working conditions, class size, or the number of furlough days. UW-Eau Claire English professor Stephanie Turner says, realistically, it'll be important to have some bargaining power to keep things from getting worse.
By status quo, I mean holding the line as it now is. It's not a very nice status quo for us to go for 2 years without a cost of living increase, and in addition to that, having a reduction of salary through these furlough days. But with a union, we have a better chance of keeping it from eroding any further.
Governor Jim Doyle commented on the union issue when he was at UW-Eau Claire last week.
Whether you have a union or not right now, you're getting zero increase. In fact, whether you're in a union or not, and if you're in state government, you're being furloughed, which is essentially a 3% cut. So I believe that people have a basic right to collectively organize, but given the economy that we're in right now, there isn't much to pass around.
Understanding that, Professor Turner says the next step for Eau Claire faculty members is to set realistic priorities and possibly consult with UW Superior, the other UW campus that approved a union last week. AFT Wisconsin will represent faculty members. Their next target will likely be academic staff. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.